And God is good
all the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Amen. The Word of God says, again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags, and to another 1 bag, each according to their ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who received the 5 bags of gold went out at once and put his money to work and gained 5 bags more. So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. But the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of these servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. Master said, you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. The man with 2 bags of gold also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Then the man who received 1 bag of gold came. Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you are not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here it is, what belongs to you. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. See, you knew that I harvest where I was not sown and gather where I have not scattered seeds. Well then, you should have put the money on deposit with the bankers so that when I return, I would have received it back in interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. For whoever has will be given more, and that will have the abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. And throw this worthless servant outside of the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This time I'd like to go to God in prayer. Nick, would you lead us in a word of prayer, please? Amen. One gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags, to another 1, each according to his ability. Well, it's Labor Day weekend, isn't it? Growing up, I always thought Labor Day weekend was sort of the end of summer, wasn't it? Everybody's going back to school. Everybody's sort of getting in a routine. Everybody's sort of looking forward to those nice fall colors and then all of that winter snow and all those things that come. I looked up this past week. It says Labor Day is a federal holiday in the United States celebrated on the first Monday of September to honor and recognize the American labor movement. I believe today we can all say the United States is as strong as it is today because of hard-working men and women, amen, that decided that they wanted the best for themselves and for their family and for their country, and they're going to go out and work and give all to God. It will be interesting today to go around and have everybody tell how many years you worked at a certain job. That would be a whole bunch of years, wouldn't it? This past week, I was writing down, I sort of know where everybody sits. Being we got some new folks, I'll figure out where y'all are in this path we go. But we have people that have been teachers, police officers, farmers, accountants, healthcare workers, pharmacists, real estate, computers, truck drivers, secretary, office managers, mechanics, grave digger right there. We've got military, carpenters, tax preparers, social workers, coaches, preachers, tugboat operators, and we also got some retired people. We got a lot of jobs in here, don't we? And all of us that have had those jobs, I guarantee you there's one thing you can say. We worked hard at those jobs, didn't we? We gave our all to that. My dad told me once that if I worked hard, people would respect me. If I worked hard, people would respect me. And I believe today, and I think you'll amen on this, God believes that all of us need to work as hard as we can. Amen? As hard as we have the ability to work, that's what God has called us to do. But I believe not only does God call us to work out in the world, I believe that God calls us to work for Him, doesn't He? God calls us to be the ones that carries on the work that He has prepared for us, and that we are supposed to take what He has given us, and you heard that a lot in the scripture I read this morning, according to what? Our ability. God gives us what He would have us to work and what He would want us to do in our lives. Today, I'm proud to be a part of Bethlehem Church. Amen? And I believe the only reason that we still have Bethlehem Church here is there has been men and women throughout the years that have worked hard. Men and women throughout the years that have gave of themselves, and instead of putting themselves first, they put who first? God first. And they worked hard for God. And they asked for God's guidance and for God's direction in their lives. You notice in the scripture that I read this morning, we see how that the master was going away and how that he was going to entrust to others to work while he was away and work and show themselves accountable for doing the work that was laid out in front of him. I believe today there's somebody else that went away, wasn't there? That was our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he looks at each and every one of us today and says, just because I'm going away doesn't mean I want you to stop working. I want you to be working as hard as you can and do your very best. Because we can all agree today, this world that we live in today truly needs more God, doesn't it? Needs more of the Spirit of God and that relationship with God and others hearing us talk about God. So today we want to share that with you today. Let's get to work. Let's get to work. First of all, we see the man with five bags of gold according to his ability. The scripture says this man received five bags of gold, went out at once and put his money to work and gained five more bags. Isn't it something? I love it when it says, he went out. Went out. So often, any of the rest of you ever ponder on things? And the only, I'm the only ponder, huh? We all do, don't we? What am I going to do? He's entrusted me now with five bags. What am I going to do with this five bags? You see, he had a choice there of what to do. He could have not done anything, couldn't he? Could have been just happy with the five bags and says, well, I've got five bags and that's all I need. But he decided that he was going to depart at once. Notice, he didn't overthink it. He just decided he was going to go out and do the work that was in front of us. Scripture says he went out. We don't know what kind of work he did. We don't know exactly what took place. But the scripture says because of his ability that who had given him? That God had given him. Because of that ability that he had, that God-given ability, he was able to take that five bags and turn it into what? 10 bags. He doubled what God, what the master was asking him to do. He doubled it. He must have went out and worked really hard according to his ability. Now, the second man was given 2 bags of gold according to his ability. You notice something. We don't see the man that received 2 bags of gold. We don't see him saying, Well, why did he get five and I got two? Why can't I have as many as it? Does the master think more of him than he does of me? Why in the world would I just receive two? You know, one of the things I think we all agree, we have enough complaining people in the world today. Amen? We should be glad with what we have, right? We should be thankful for what God has given to us in our lives. And you see the man with two bags of gold, he said, you know what, maybe I don't have five. Maybe I don't have as much as the other person over beside me, but I'm going to work just as hard as I can because I am, let's go to work. I'm going to go to work. And I'm going to find a way to do the best that I can to increase what I have been given. And you notice something. We saw that the master, when he returned, he was very excited about the man that took five bags and turned it into ten. He said, well done, my good and faithful servant, right? Well, thank God for that. But the man that had two bags, he turned it into what? Into four bags. He doubled what had been asked of him. We don't know what he did. We don't know how he doubled it. We just know that because he listened to his master and went and did the work, that God blessed him and he was able to double what he had. I like the part where the master came back, even though he only had two bags and he made four bags, he was just as proud of him as what? As he was of the one that had five bags that became ten. Aren't you glad of that today? To see the working of God. Then finally we see the man with one bag according to his ability. Now, as I was reading the scripture this morning, I'm sure many of you have already read this scripture. If you never thought about it very much before, you were probably thinking, well, preacher, so the first one got five and he had ten. So that sort of sets what the ratio is, right? Or what's expected of you. And you said now the second man had two bags and now he has four bags. So he's probably thinking you've never heard that scripture read before. Then the one with one bag should have how many? Two bags. That's Metcalf County math. Y'all do that over here in Monroe County too? Double it up just a little bit. Two bags of gold that was there. Well, this man was a little different than the other. The other two must have had some confidence and faith and trust in their master and must have believed, you know, he is going to be proud of me. And I'm going to go out and work not because of fear, right? I'm going to go out and work because I respect him. I'm going to go out and work and do the very best to show him that I appreciate all that he's done for me, and I appreciate it so much, I am going to go out and work for him. Sort of sounds like to me, the man with the one bag, what did he do with it? He buried it. He buried it in the ground. Sounded like to me, he had a little fear in his heart, didn't he? Had a little doubt. Didn't have any self-confidence. Sort of thought to himself, well, if he gives me one bag and I go out, I've only got one bag to lose. I ain't like the other one's got two and the other one's got five. Maybe that won't miss one, but I only got one. If I mess up and my one bag is gone, I've got how many left? Zero bags. And my master is not going to be very happy with me. When the master came back, I'm sure that he probably heard through the grapevine because they didn't have a group text or they couldn't call each other or whatever, send out mail or whatever. Y'all went to the post office seeing how much a stamp is. That's another sermon there. Didn't have no way of getting a hold of each other. No way, but I'm sure he heard from somewhere down the line that one with five bags of gold, he has how many? Ten. And that one with Two bags of gold now has how many? Four. And look at me. My master's still going to be proud of me because I've just got one. Well, we find out real quickly that the master was not very happy, was he? He looked at him and was very upset at him and let him know that he was not proud of him. Even called him, what? Lazy. Lazy. Not willing to go and do the work. The man thought, well, he's going to be proud of me if I just stay here. He's going to be proud of me if I don't lose what I've got. He's going to be proud of me if I just hold on to this. We see in the scripture, the master doesn't want you to stay where you are. He wants a good return, right, on his investment. He wants a good return on his investment because, you know, I still like it where it says in the scripture, I believe the master saw that he needed to give the five to one because he had the ability to do it. And he gave the two to the one that he knew had the ability to do it. And he gave the one to the person that he had the ability to do it. The question today is, which one are we? Which one are we? Are we the five? Are we the two? Or what? The one. Are we the five that says, you know what? I know my God is going to come back someday. Amen? I know that. And while I'm here, without hesitation, I'm going to work as hard as I can for God. I am going to give my all. I'm not going to allow anybody to cause me to have doubt in my life. I'm not going to let other things come between me and God. He knows my ability. He has given me something to do, and I'm going to do it to my very best. I've always believed whatever you are asked to do, you need to try to do it as best as you can, right? Now, that doesn't mean that you're not going to make mistakes. That doesn't mean that you're going to fall flat on your face sometimes. Yes, you are. But I've always believed it's okay to make mistakes as long as you learn from those mistakes. Are you the five? A lot of us here in the church this morning, we fall in that five category, don't you? We can say, God has blessed me. God has took care of me. God has given me a good family. God has given me good friends. God has given me all the things that I have in my life. And you say to yourself, it's not my car that I drove to church in. God gave that to me. It's not my house that I'm going back to. God gave that to me. It's not my job that I'm going to go back to. God gave that to me. And I'm going to be thankful to God. And I'm going to take what He has given me. And I'm going to go to work. And I'm going to work as hard as I can for God. Well, praise be to God today for the people that's got five bags, right? People that immediately go do the work of God. Maybe you're the one with two. Maybe you're the one that says, boy, I really wish I could play that piano, but I don't have the ability. Boy, I wish I really could teach Sunday school, but I don't have that ability. Boy, I wish I could stand up and sing, but I don't have that ability. I wish I could do this, or I wish I could do that, but I don't have that ability. Well, you know what? Praise be to God. I believe today God can use us all, can't He? Doesn't mean it matter if we got five or we got two. If we work hard, God's still going to be what? Proud of you and thankful for you. What's your two bags look like? Well, there's a lot of things, I guarantee you. We have enough talent inside of this church to fill it up and just bubble it all over, don't we? But you have to be willing to use that talent, don't you? You have to say, God, I know You have entrusted me and showed me that I have the ability to do it. Now I'm going to be willing to do it. I'm not going to be worried if there's somebody else smarter than me. I figured out a long time ago. There's always going to be people smarter than you, aren't they? There's always going to be people that know more things than you know. There's always going to be somebody else that has the answer before you might have the answer, but that's okay. Because you're both going to work for the glory of God. Are you the five? Are you the two? Or are you the one? There's a lot of people today that says, well, preacher, I feel sorry for that guy with the one. He was a little afraid of the master. He was a little afraid of what the master would do when he came back if he didn't have one bag left. What would have happened? What would have happened if he came back and he didn't have anything? Well, the point that I get from what the master said to this servant was this. Just try. Just do something. If you fail, you fail. I'm still going to believe in you. I'm still going to have trust in you. But you need to do something. I believe today that being a Christian is more than just being saved. Amen? Being a Christian is more than just being baptized, right? Being a Christian is more than just joining a church. Being a Christian is something that you do when? On Sunday? No. Every day. Every minute of your life. You're giving it your all. Every minute God wants you to be moving. We talked about this last Sunday when we put it into gear, right? But every day God wants you to be moving forward. He does not want you to be standing still. Scripture sort of looks at, when we read about what the master said to this one with the one bag, that he was lazy, that he was wicked, that he was going to a place where there's weeping and gnashing. Folks, we all know that we all want to be together in heaven someday, right? But we have to be willing to what? Get to work. And do the work of God and listen to Him. Today, I don't know where you are. Are you got five bags? You got two bags? You got one bag? I don't know where you are. But praise be to God, the master's not returned just yet, right? So you still got work to do. You can still do the work of God if you listen to Him and understand His will. Today, I'm so glad to know today that I have a God that I can pray to, aren't you? A God that I can say, God, this is what's wrong with me. One of the things that I know beyond any shadow of a doubt, God never looks down His nose at me, does He? He always looks at me and tells me that He loves me and He cares for me and He wants the very best for me and for the people that I love and the people that are round about me. Maybe today that's just a prayer you need to pray. All of you that's come here to church a long time, I believe it's great to pray around the altar. That's wonderful. But I also believe you can pray where? Right where you are. Man, that's just a prayer that you pray today saying, God, I don't know what you got in store for me. I don't know if I'm a five or two or a one, but God, I want to do whatever you ask me to do. I want to be who you want me to be. I'm going to pray and I'm going to ask for your help in my life. So today, let's get to work. And whatever God is calling you to do or calling you to be, listen to Him this morning as we have our closing song. Joel Martin.